produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum back with us today. He's an internist and a medical doctor, but he's spent a lot of time in the last decade or so helping people with alternative ways to handle all sorts of issues from fatigue to pain. And today we're going to talk about alternatives for pain in our bodies. So welcome, Jacob.
Hi, Kathy. A pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, it's good to have you on the show again. So, what kind of pain are we talking about?
All kinds of pain. And what we're going to do today is help the listeners realize that pain is optional and to understand what's causing it and, with that information, how to make it go away. So, whether you have muscle pain or fibromyalgia pain or whether you have arthritis pain or tendonitis, all these different kinds of pains, these aren't outside invaders, Kathy. These are really part of our body's normal monitoring system telling us something needs attention. It's kind of like the oil light on our car's dashboard. You put oil in the car, the oil light goes out. Our research has shown that if you give your body what it needs, the pain goes away.
That sounds so simple. Now, people are agonizing over pain all the time. How can we help them?
Well, understanding, you know, like I said, that pain is optional. And so let's take a look, for example, at muscle pain. It's important to understand that muscles are like a spring. It takes more energy for that spring to stretch and relax than it does to contract. And that's why after a hard workout, you don't come home and say, honey, my muscles are all loose and limp. They're all tight because they get stuck in a shortened position. And that's what causes muscle pain. So if you have muscle pain, things that increase energy production will help the muscle pain. So a good multivitamin that's high in B vitamins, magnesium especially is critical for muscles to make the energy to be able to release, a nutrient called ribose in our study, the key energy nutrient, decreased pain dramatically. So simple things like that. And also even just putting creams like Comfrey Cream over the pain can help ease the pain. CBD oil or cannabis oil also helps release muscle pain. So for day-to-day pain, that's pretty easy to address. For those listeners who have fibromyalgia, and that means that you can't sleep even though you're exhausted and you ache all over. If you have that, can't sleep even though exhausted, you've got the fibromyalgia process, which is the most severe kind of the human energy crisis. And our research has shown that the SHINE protocol, that means optimizing sleep, hormones, infections, nutrition, and exercise is able, results in an average 90% improvement. And we've treated thousands of people all over North America, both the U.S. and Canada, and those can be done by phone also. But these are all very, very treatable.
Okay, and you've written some good books out there to help with your SHINE protocol and to help people with fibromyalgia pain. Where can you get that book?
Amazon, any bookstore. The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution is a good place to begin. It's a nice, simple, easy read. For those who want more detail, From Fatigue to Fantastic. And for all kinds of pain, the book Pain Free 1-2-3. Is a primer. But here's a way people can do it for free. There's a free phone app called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C, Cures A to Z. You look up arthritis, nerve pain, fibromyalgia, muscle pain, you name it. It's all going to be in there, and it'll tell you short and sweet, here's how to make that pain go away.
Okay. And now, Jacob, when you hurt yourself, if you are in an accident or you get hit with something, there is a lot of swelling to slow you down and keep you from moving. Now, is it good to leave that swelling up to stay immobilized, or what's your thought on that?
Well, in the beginning, it's okay to rest it for a bit. You want to elevate it so gravity drains that extra swelling out of it. And you want to ice it down for 20 minutes here and there during the first 36 hours. But they're natural anti-inflammatories. Most of the pain medications for arthritis, such as ibuprofen-type medications, and these are anti-inflammatories. The problem is that this family of medications kills over 50,000 people in North America every year. You don't hear about it in the news media because look at who their biggest advertisers are. The natural anti-inflammatories are, in head-on studies, much more effective than the medications and give you side benefits instead of side effects. So a really good herbal mix is called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. So whether you're having arthritis or whether you have an injury, you take it and it increases in effectiveness over time. It can start working in 30 minutes, but over 6 weeks it gets more and more and more and more effective. And this is a remarkable, the Curamin has been a pain relief miracle for people. Another mix is called N-Pain. Many, many good ones out there.
So is the Curamin, is that a trade name on Kirk's standardized extract curcumin?
Well, curcumin is one of the four components. The problem is to get the equivalent amount of curcumin, because curcumin is poorly absorbed. You'd have to take seven pills for every one pill of this special form of curcumin. If you were taking turmeric, you'd have to take 350 pills to get the effect of one. So this is one of those herbs where you've got to get the right stuff, because otherwise it's not going to be absorbed.
All right. And like the curcumin, turmeric, things like that, they're available in like to eat and as diet. Would that be helpful just to put them in your food on a daily basis as well to keep inflammation down?
Sure. But you'd have to eat pretty close to an Indian diet that's full of curries. But it's good to get curries in your diet every so often. Also ginger. When you're looking at the foods, curry and ginger and fish oil. Those are the three preeminent food sources for decreasing and balancing inflammation.
And how would I go about finding a good fish oil?
For fish oil, it's important to realize that 90% of the oil are not the omega-3s. They're just the same as if you're taking soybean oil. So the only one that I use for the people I treat is a form called Fect Omega. It is pure omega-3 and vectorized, so it goes straight into the body. And that way, one pill replaces seven. As you can tell, Kathy, I don't like people having to be part of the handful club.
Right.
Handful pills all day.
Okay. You did mention CBD oil, which is really taking off in North America like crazy. How is that benefiting the inflammation and pain?
It's interesting. The components in cannabis or cannabinoids, there's over 10 different active ones, with CBD just being one of them, hit pain at all of the seven major areas of pain. It'll hit the inflammation, it hits the anxiety, helps the sleep, treats the central sensitization, and on and on. So CBD or hemp oil, I like to use the complete hemp oil, is remarkable for pain. It's a little bit pricey for a lot of people, so that's I don't start with it. It can be used topically, just rubbed over the area of pain. The hemps that I use, because there's a lot of problem with quality control right now out there. A lot of companies seem to spend all their money on marketing and don't care what's in the product. And the one that I use is called Hemp Oil by Terry Naturally, and that's a very, very good one. What's the status of medical marijuana now in Canada?
Well, we're okay to have some, and it's available in shops and things. So it is not an issue anymore. People can buy it, can smoke it, can grow it. Just I think it's only four or five plants or something like that. But
oh my God, you're so sane up in Canada. here's the thing: at bedtime, it's reasonable to use the medical marijuana and just smoke it, especially if you're growing your own. It's going to be much cheaper that way. But during the day, I would use a hemp oil so you don't walk around stoned and stupid all the time.
Mm-hmm. So actually, a puff of pot before bed will help you have a really good sleep.
It helps the sleep and helps the pain.
Well, that's good. And what else can we learn from our pain? How do we, how to get out of it, what it's teaching us?
So muscle pain is telling you that you have inadequate energy production. So optimizing that A good multivitamin, like the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder or Clinical Essentials, those are two good multivitamins. Optimizing hormones, if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need thyroid hormone even if your blood test is normal. If you get irritable when hungry, you get those feed me now or I'll kill you moments. That means your body keeps dropping blood sugar and throwing your muscles into spasm. Adrenal support will help that. Adrenoplex is a nice, simple way to do that. Even after menopause or menopause, the hormone replacement therapies. Taking care of infections. If you have chronic sinusitis, postnasal drip, irritable bowel syndrome, that's candida. So just simple things like that. For arthritis, there's a nice three-step program to get pain-free. So number one is you want to feed your joints. So you want to feed the cartilage. And glucosamine sulfate, 750 milligrams twice a day, and chondroitin, 400 milligrams three times a day after 6 weeks, helps restore the joint cartilage. The curamin I talked about is amazing for arthritis, and that decreases the inflammation. And then trauma plant, which is a special comfrey cream, was shown in head-on studies to be more effective than arthritis medications. You don't drop it right over the kneecap, for example, but around the kneecap, so it's getting the soft tissues and getting into the joints. And all of these things together, after 6 weeks, I've had a number of people come and say, well, I've been told I need a knee replacement. I say, just do this first. And they come back and their knees are fine, their joints are fine. So addressing inflammation, feeding the joints what they need would be a really good way for the arthritis pain.
Okay, and you were saying that the inflammation is part of this energy problem as well. What do you suggest for the low energy? Do you suggest getting out there and moving?
Well, it's critical to stay conditioned. But here's the thing. So, for example, fibromyalgia, which is the worst form of the human energy crisis, just telling people to exercise is purely insane because they don't have the energy to do that. They just crash and burn. But if they do no exercise, they decondition. So for most people, going for a walk every day in the sunshine has been shown to be really helpful for decreasing pain and optimizing energy production. But there's a simple tool, and I know we're covering a lot of territory, Kathy, so mm-hmm. If people just get the Cure Zeta Z app, it's in there. But for those of you who have widespread muscle pain or the fibromyalgia, write down this website, www.vitality101.com. And there's actually a free energy analysis program for anybody who wants more energy. Just on the website, click on step three. You'll see the free energy analysis program. You do a 10-minute quiz, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do in your case to optimize energy production using the SHINE protocol.
Okay. Jacob, we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about alternatives for pain.